Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot has an introduction to their unique formulation when he introduces the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. When the Rambam talks about, let's say, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, mitzvah Yud, Hishet Sivanu Likros, Kriyat Shema, Arvis V'Shachris, V'Amru V'Dibar Tavam. Or for example, let's just skip for a moment to Yud Beis, Hishet Sivanu Laniach Tfilin Shel Rosh, V'Amru V'Yul Totafos B'Ninecha, Yud Gimel, Hishet Sivanu Laniach Tfilin Shel Yad. Exactly why Rosh is before Yad is not our topic. But if you look in Yud Aleph, the Rambam has an interesting formulation. He writes, Hishet Sivanu Lilmo Torah Ulilamda, V'zehu Hanikra Talmud Torah, V'Amru V'Shinan Talmud Vanecha. Zehu Hanikra Talmud Torah. In other words, most of the time the Rambam just tells you what the mitzvah is. Here he's defining Zehu Hanikra Talmud Torah, as if there was some alternative, like maybe Talmud Torah was something else. Kamash Malan, Zehu Hanikra Talmud Torah. Don't think it's something else. And the question is, well, what would I have thought? Why must the Rambam tell me this is Talmud Torah? Did I not know that Lilmod Ulalamda is Talmud Torah? And the answer is perhaps. There is a machlokas rishonim as to whether or not, in terms of Monei HaMitzvot, is Talmud Torah one mitzvah or two? Is it Limud Torah, which is one, and teaching Torah an alternative, a separate independent mitzvah? The Rambam doesn't count that way against other than Monei HaMitzvot. And perhaps the Rambam is letting us know, on the most technical level, it's one mitzvah, not two. But the Rambam continues, which indicates it's more than just like a technical question of how to count. He says, V'u'amr v'shinan tam levanecha v'kosev v'sifri, levanecha ilu tamidecha, sh'atamidim kruyim banim, sh'nemar, etc., etc. Then he says, v'sham nemar v'shinan tam shiu mechudadim v'toch picha k'shadim sh'alcha davar lo tehe megamgim lo elo amr lo miyad. There's an interesting formulation here. Why should you know Torah really, really well that it's mechudad in the fifth? Says the Rambam, it's in the Gemara Kedushin, it's really going back to the Tzbraisa, that if someone else asks you, al tegam gem or lo tegam gem, ela amr lo miyad. The reason why Torah should be mechudad in the fifth is because when other people ask you, that's just the most convenient way to share it. And perhaps the clearest example is the Rambam quoting the Pesukim, really all the Pesukim we talk about Talmud Torah, which is V'limadatem osam es v'neichem v'shinan tam levanach. It's all about teaching and spreading and sharing. Matter of fact, the Ramah in Yeridaya and Hilchas Talmud Torah has an interesting din. That if a person can't learn well enough, he's older, he can't figure it out, he can fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah by supporting yeshivas. He can't fulfill the mitzvah of lulav by supporting Chabadikim, Sukkot time, or perhaps Nervous Shabbos, Friday afternoon, or any other mitzvah that. L'chor, you see something fascinating about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is, and there's no doubt that sitting and learning is one of the greatest things one can do, but l'chor, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is about sharing Torah with others. It's about educating Klal Yisrael to live lives by the values of the Torah. The goal of Talmud Torah is for Klal Yisrael to live lives based upon the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. You can't have anything to say or to teach until you know something. In other words, you can't spill out your cup and share with others until you know something. So, you know, in Mayim El Torah, someone who knows Aleph should teach Aleph, someone who knows Beis should teach Beis. But l'chor hashkafically, halachically, the way to look at the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and it could be at younger years you're supposed to be learning and learning and learning this way, at older years and later stages in life, you're raising proper families and educating children properly, and I tell them all the time, perhaps the greatest thing you can do in your life is be a good father. Perhaps nothing else is more important than that. One of the major central roles of a father is to educate and inspire his family. Every time the Torah talks about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's done through educating your sons. V'shinan tam levanecha. And perhaps one of the most important things, if not the most, at this stage in the game is to be building yourself as a person who's going to inspire a family, educate children, raise children, al pi derech haTorah, al pi hashkafas haTorah. But I want to share two particular ramifications of this, I guess this insight, based on the Rambam, based upon the Rama, based upon many other Makoros. I'll introduce one based upon Chassidus Shavart. And I'm a big believer that the difference between a Litva Shavart and a Chassidus Shavart And I read this by Rabbi Reichman, he agreed. Tough crowd. The difference between a Litvisha Vart and a Chassidisha Vart is that the goal of a Litvisha Vart is to understand what the author had in mind. If you're reading a Rashi, what was Rashi bothered by? What was his question? What's his answer? If you're learning a Tosfos, what bothered Tosfos? How is he answering it? And Tosfos Rashi has four words differently. What did he mean differently? It had the Ramban understand. Let the goals understand what they had in mind. Perhaps the goal of Chassidisha Vart has a different agenda. It's almost like irrelevant what the author had in mind. If somehow this idea brings you closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it has deep, deep value regardless of whatever the author had in mind. With that perspective in mind, let me share with you this Chassidus Shavar. Because I don't think it's... who knows? Rabbi Kiva famously says in the Pasuk, V'hafto echa kamocha, that it's a klal gadol b'Torah. So many ask, really, this is klal gadol b'Torah? I'm not saying it shouldn't be a close number two, but how does that beat Anochi Hashem Elokecha? In other words, not only if you had a child to choose between one, two, chas v'shalom, don't you have to make that decision. But how do you not have Anochi Hashem Elokecha as number one? How is that not the klal gadol b'Torah? How is emuna, the most basic, like, what do you have without emuna? It's not a disrespect of Ahav Lecha Kamocha, it's just a pasha question. And there are many suggestions. And Litvisha Torahs have good answers as well. But an unbelievable vart. Perhaps it's not the klal gadol in Yahadus, it's the klal gadol in Torah. In other words, it's the klal gadol in Limud Torah. In other words, when someone is learning Torah, it's so easy to lose perspective for a moment and worry only about yourself and worry only about your own success. And perhaps the klal gadol Rabbi Akiva is driving home, and maybe bedafka Rabbi Akiva, is that when you're learning Torah, don't forget about v'hafto lecha kamocha. That's the klal gadol to keep in mind. In other words, when you're osik in lima Torah, because it's a deep, profound intellectual pursuit, it's so easy to be focused on understanding and growing in one daf after the next, and one tosfos after the next, that you can lose track as to the rest of the base medrash, tens of thousands of other Talmid and Rabbi Akiva may have had, the world at large. And Rabbi Akiva's point may very well be, dafka to the Lomdei Torah, don't forget v'hafto lecha kamocha, and on the most basic level, it plays out, I guess, on a daily basis, but maybe even just don't be competitive. Competitive with the guy next door, competitive, you know, our shir versus their shir, the yeshiva I went to in Eretz Yisrael versus some other yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, our yeshiva versus other one, my Rosh Yeshiva versus your Rosh Yeshiva. In other words, there's this like natural desire that because I buy in so deeply, I want to succeed, and you can confuse success with winning. Winning sometimes implies someone else loses. And maybe the word is even stronger, because that klal gadol b'Torah is not just be careful about it, but dafka because you're so invested in Talmud Torah, which is a pursuit designed to strengthen Klal Yisrael's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the strongest level, to understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live on planet Earth. What are the hashkafas we're supposed to internalize? What are the dinim we're supposed to live by? What are the value system he wants us to live by? What does a marriage look like, Maseches Kedushin? What does Gerushin look like, Maseches Gittin? How we're supposed to look at the world at large, Sifrei Hashkafa. How are we supposed to work on our character traits, Sifrei Midos? Perhaps dafka, because we're osek in Torah, the responsibility is even greater. Perhaps this Chassidus Vart is profoundly deep. The more we're osek in Torah, the more we should feel a sense of unity with everyone else who's osek in Torah, that we're teammates with a responsibility to educate and inspire Klal Yisrael to live lives as much as they possibly can, as much as we possibly can, based on the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. That's why the mitzvah is not just about learning yourself, it's about learning and teaching. And that's why you can pay for a yeshiva to be supported and fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and not just staka. But perhaps there's one small other element that I can develop for a moment. Second ramification of this yisod. And as I mentioned before, every time the Torah talks about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's based upon educating your children. And There's a really inspiring nitziv in Sefer Bamidbar. People know the Pshat and Pasuk, and they know the Rashi, but let me show you the nitziv. The Pasuk says in Bamidbar, I think it's Gimel Aleph, Eila told us Aaron u Moshe, b'yom diber Hashem, es Moshe b'har Sinai. God spoke to Aaron and Moshe. This is the Rashi point. It said, Eino maskir ele b'nei Aaron, v'nikru told us Moshe. Even though the list of people is going to be Aaron's lineage, nonetheless, it's called the children of Aaron and the children of Moshe. B'nei Aaron and B'nei Moshe, l'fi shelim dam Torah. Malami, shekola malami, des b'no. Sorry, shekola malami, des ben chaveru Torah, malav akasav kilu yalda. Rashi points out, and many of us, most of us are familiar with a pretty well-known Rashi, that if you teach someone else's Torah, it's kilu you gave birth to them, it's kilu you've created them. So the Nitziv points out that he thinks that this is true, but it's true in a more specific way. In other words, if I just walk over and say, oh, by adoption, much like Mark, did I give birth to everyone in the world? Is that really what's going on? Not biologically. So the Nitziv explains, I think, a little deeper. And many of us have had this religious experience that the Nitziv's referring to, which is, in a certain sense, Torah helped give me chiz. It gave me life. It gave me passion. It gave me direction. It gave me everything I have. I like to tell people, and people who know me well, I say the second greatest thing I have in my life is my life itself. My existence is the second favorite thing I have. The only thing I value more than that is the opportunity to make that life meaningful, to make that life purposeful. And I don't see any other purpose besides what the Rabbonu Shalom defines as purposeful. Or in other words, Torah is what gives us the knowledge of Torah, the living lives based on Torah. Torah is what gives us chiyus. Kihem chayenu is on the most basic level. Kihem chayenu. That's pure. Kihu chayach avar chimechad, quote the pasuk in tefillah, kihem chayenu. Remember when I was a kid in NCS Y-Kolo, we went to go visit Rav Nachman Zvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. We made the entire group. He says, everyone repeat after me. And everyone repeated. He goes, ki, hey, chayenu, mamash. And you saw the passion in his eyes. And I was thinking to myself, like, what an unbelievable thing. We should see our lives as kihem chayenu. Responsibility to live lives of purpose and meaning with the Rabbonu Shel Olam's value system in our mind, his dinim in our hands. So it says that it's if that's the type of Torah that makes Moshe Aaron's children. There are many people Moshe taught Torah to, all of Klal Yisrael, but Rashi says it's Dafka, the children of Aaron, who became his sons, quote-unquote. And the reason is because, says that it's if Torah has the ability to give you deep chivs, meaning, purpose, and direction in life. That's the type of Torah you have to teach in order to be accredited as someone's father, as giving them birth, to be considered ki'ilu yaladu. And if that's correct, and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is giving Klal Yisrael, inspiring, educating, sharing with Klal Yisrael the values of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perhaps the highest level of that, perhaps the deepest level of it, so to speak, to be the father. And the Torah points out, Torah is about educating children. The goal is to become someone's father and give them life in the sense that we can share with people the incredible gift that somehow someone along the way shared with us. Perhaps in terms of the midah of Hakaras HaTov or paying it forward, if there's someone in your life who spent the time and energy and effort sharing with you what he found most beautiful and most precious and most meaningful in the world. If someone took that time and gave that to you on the most basic Hakaras HaTov level, maybe not the most basic Hakaras HaTov level, not a very important Hakaras HaTov level, we should be fulfilling this mitzvah of Talmud Torah correctly. Continuing to learn, continuing to inspire, continuing to teach, continuing to feel a responsibility for Klal Yisrael. Whether that means in the profession of chinuch, or whether that just means as a father, or whether it means as an older brother, or whether it means as a friend, or whether it means as a counselor in camp, or whatever the context is, we have the opportunity. If you know Aleph, you should be teaching Aleph. If you know Beis, you should be teaching Beis. It should be done in a way that people appreciate it. Not forcing anything down people's throat. It should be done in a way where we can. I once heard, a Rebbe in Shibin HaKotel from Italian, there's a Rebbe there as well. He likes to point out, he says, if you think about it, what percent of American Jewry had any level of yeshiva education? How many American Jews are there? What percentage went to yeshiva high school? Of them, what percent spent time in Eretz Yisrael or went to a serious yeshiva as part of a Beis Medrash? You look around the room, this is the creme de la creme. Out of like millions of Jews living in America and over 10 million Jews living in the world, what percentage of the boys who have, people have been through yeshiva and had this experience that we have? And that's along with the incredible opportunity comes in Achrayus to continue learning, to continue teaching, to fulfill this mitzvah of Talmud Torah the way the Rambam defines it, Zewa Nikra Talmud Torah, to develop a passion and hunger to want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be, smile from above at all of his children. There was once a comedian, Tarmada, quote something. There was once a comedian who said, I thought very profoundly, he goes, children want truth, parents want peace. Children want justice, parents want quiet. And the more I heard that line, the more I started thinking about, like, what do parents want out of their children? You know, once in a while my children are competing or fighting or whatever they do. And they do other things as well, but they do a lot of that also. And like at the time, they're trying their best to figure out, but I'm right and this one's wrong. And they're trying their best to convince me. And they may be right or they may be not, but the perspective is totally different. I'm not interested in either one of them being wrong. I'm interested in mechanech both of them. And Alachas Kam V'Kam Avinu Shabashamayim. He's very proud when you're sitting and learning, there's no doubt. But every one of the other children who could use a little bit of that inspiration, a little bit of that love, a little bit of that Torah, a little bit of that, the beauty that somehow you've tasted and someone had shared with you. This is the creme de la creme of what our community has to offer. We should continue inspiring, educating. We should continue with a deep sense of responsibility to American Jewry and world Jewry. Vishinantam levanecha. To learn and to teach, because that is Zehu HaNikra Talmud Torah.